QFM's WQRK Norfolk. Now with a news preview, here's Emmett K. Jennings.
QFM's Ron Bates has an interview with a member of REO Speedwagon on the 9/15 edition of the Morning News magazine.
What brand of shirt did Custer wear? Emmett?
I don't know.
He wore Aero shirts. QFM at 8 past 9, 9:08. This is Dan Alexander. We have cloudy skies over Tidewater, at least part of the area is cloudy. It's going to be partly cloudy and warm most of today. Slight chance of an afternoon thundershower and a high of 90 to 93 degrees. If you're near the beaches, it'll be a bit cooler with those southeast breezes off the water cooling things down. Tonight, fair and warm, a low in the lower to mid-70s. Glenn's expecting a hot and humid day tomorrow with a good chance of thundershowers late Tuesday evening. The high should be a sweltering 95 to 98 degrees. On the peninsula, it's 72, 75 south side, 70 at Virginia Beach.
QFM summer is just beginning. Here's one of many ways you could join the winners. All summer, the QFM cuties will be on the beach looking for sun lovers with either Tropical Blend suntan products or the word Tropical Blend written in the sand. If our cutie spots you, you'll win Tropical Blend suntan products, Q-shirts, tote bags, LPs, and there's more. If you're spotted, you also qualify to win by drawing a QFM Tropical Blend Hobie Cat. Second prize is a Magnavox stereo, and third prize is a color television. But to win, you must have either Tropical Blend suntan products or the words Tropical Blend written in the sand. Winners will be decided by drawing July 31st on Tidewater's remarkable radio station. QFM.
FM 14 past 9, running on empty. No chance of that these days with the oil glut, which is making the Middle East people look a little second. What am I trying to say, Emmett?
Don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's what I was
for
trying
a while,
to say.
Anyway.
The editorial in the paper this morning about that. I wish I read it a little more carefully. It's 14 past 9 o'clock. It is obviously Monday morning. Jan White is out this morning with an illness, and so in is Emmett K. Jennings. Go ahead, Emmett.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning.
This is Ron Bates with QFM's Record Report. The United States music press that once called Blondie the new wave of things to come has turned on them. Blondie's album Auto American earned the group a lot of criticism. This despite their two number one singles, Rapture and The Tide is High. Group leader Chris Stein says Blondie is being attacked for experimenting with new trends in black music, such as their song Rapture. Chris says, quote, "The racism that says white people can't do black music doesn't come from black people. It comes from whites. That's what we've been subjected to now that we're trying to cross over." The latest word on concerts this summer is the stars will be out. Several major booking agents are decidedly optimistic about this year's concert outlook. This comes despite a handful of superstar groups like the Eagles, Rolling Stones, and The Who that have no plans to tour. Still, you can expect to see such major names as Styx, REO Speedwagon, Linda Ronstadt, Tom Petty, Pat Benatar, and Boz Scaggs out and about the country. Most booking agents feel several factors point to a successful concert summer, including the growth of country music, the devotion of fans to heavy metal, and the sustained popularity of soft and pop rock. REO Speedwagon's High Infidelity is the group's first number one record in 11 tries, and it's produced two big singles, Keep On Loving You and Take It On The Run. REO Speedwagon always sold a lot of albums, but never like this. Group leader Kevin Cronin feels lucky to do what he's done in music.
I just think I'm real lucky that for some reason, I know how to play instruments, I can sing, I can write songs, and then just coincidentally, I also happen to have taste that people happen to like, so you put all that together, and then, you know, hopefully, you know, then you can make a living. You know, you can have fun and and live at the same time.
REO Speedwagon's 13-year career is marked by various personnel changes in the band. Kevin came and went and came back again, and he says it's helped the group to have group members come from different areas of the United States.
It was good for us because there's no other band that we really sound like. We sound like a real hybrid, a real combination of all kinds of different groups, and I think that's good because that way no one ever says, well, REO Speedwagon sounds like so-and-so, and I like that.
Kevin says the group's success depends largely on believing in himself and the band's ability. The group's big successes came when Kevin began producing their records and trusting his taste.
I've got to believe that if I like something enough, that it's going to be successful. And it turns out that that I don't like everything we do. You know, I like some things more than others. Some things I've done have been mistakes. But the things that I've done that I've believed in real strongly have been the things that have just, you know, by coincidence, been the most successful for us.
This is Ron Bates for QFM.
The Morning News Magazine, this is Emmett K. Jennings.
Thank you, Emmett K. Jennings. 9:21, 21 past 9 o'clock. This is Steely Dan. No, I'm not Steely Dan. I'm Dan Alexander, and over here is Steely Dan. And do it again. Cha-cha-cha. QFM at 9:27, that's Steely Dan, and...
Do it again.
I was listening to Dave Hale on the air last week. I don't know where he got his information. I will ask him at 10 o'clock this morning when he arrives, but apparently Steely Dan had broken up. As you may or may not know, Steely Dan is actually a studio group. They never go on tour. They do all their great sounds in a studio. And they used to back up Jay and the Americans in the early 70s. Remember Jay and the Americans? You probably don't. Steely Dan's had a tremendous career. And Emmett and I were talking about how we always look forward to their new albums because they get nice, funky jazz sounds. Well, anyhow, Steely Dan, Walter Fagan and Donald Becker, have I got it confused? I'm doing this from memory. Anyhow, they apparently have broken up and are going their separate ways. Dave Hale will be here at 10 o'clock, and we'll ask him point blank just what is going on. 28 past 9, what is going on this hour is your chance to win a couple of tickets to what is going to be one of the blockbuster movies of the summer season. Superman 2 opens this week at the Riverdale Twin, and you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets and catch a sneak preview of what's going to be a giant smash of a movie, and also win the soundtrack from that motion picture. Your chance to win is coming up.
You know the fashions that you bought, the great impression that you made. You know the lesson that it taught and all the cash you paid. We've got the same famous clothes, but when you go through our racks, you get the max for the minimum at TJ Maxx.
This Father's Day, don't pay full price for brand name gifts. Come to TJ Maxx and save. At TJ Maxx, you'll find racks and racks of brand name men's dress shirts, ties, sportswear, sweaters, and more. All for 20 to 60% less than department store and specialty store regular prices. You'll also find a cheerful atmosphere, courteous people, and plenty of free parking. And if the gift you pick out for Dad isn't exactly right, TJ Maxx has a hassle-free refund policy. So this Father's Day, when it comes to buying brand name gifts, don't pay full price. Pay a visit to TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx in Norfolk at the Janif Shopping Center on Military Highway and in Hampton at the Hampton Plaza, West Mercury Boulevard.
I was lying on the beach. I knew I needed a change to something really exciting. When she came into range, she wore piña colada.
Tropical
land. And a tan dark and deep, she wore piña colada.
Tropical land.
She made my heart leap.
There's a new savage scent to the savage tan. Piña colada in tropical blend. Lets you tan fast. Moisturizes to help keep you soft. Original or new?
Piña colada. Tropical blend.
You can't lose on this sale. It's the Sound Shop's $100 trade-in sale, and here's what it's all about. Just bring in a turntable or changer in any condition, and the Sound Shop will give you $100 credit toward the purchase of a dual model 606 semi-automatic turntable. Sound too good to be real? Try it, and find yourself saving bucks and upgrading your stereo system like never before. The $100 trade-in sale going on now at the Sound Shops, 2502 Mercury Boulevard, Hampton, and Tidewater Drive at Little Creek Road in Norfolk.
QFM Bay Area weather. Glenn Coates is predicting a partly cloudy and warm day today. Slight chance of a cooling afternoon thundershower, and boy, we'll need it. It'll be up in the 90s again today, and rather humid, fair and warm tonight, a low in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow's going to be a real hot day, quite humid, a good chance of thundershowers, however, late Tuesday evening, with the high 95 to 98 degrees tomorrow. Low tide will be at 2:36 this afternoon. On the peninsula, it's 72 degrees, 75 south side at Virginia Beach, 71 degrees, 931, 29 till 10 o'clock. Here's Lee Ritenour. QFM, it's 9:34, 26 to 10 o'clock. This is Dan Alexander. Our feature group today is the group known as the Hollies. You can win their entire record library if you register for a drawing at Trax today. And later on, you'll have a chance to win it. Just keep it on QFM and win. From Trax, CBS Records, and QFM, here's Sheena. QFM, it's 22 to 10, 9:38. This is Dan Alexander. It's going to be a rather warm day in Tidewater, about 93 expected high, a bit cooler near the beaches, and a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower. Tonight, fair and warm, a low in the lower 70s. Tomorrow, hot and sticky, with a high of 95 to 98, and maybe some thunder, too.
I'm your friend. You can talk to me. Better love next time, baby.
FM is 19 to 10, 9:41. This is Dan Alexander. I'm coming down, I guess, with whatever has taken Jan White off the air. Jan is ill this morning, and Greg Ramsey, all-night guy, he's not feeling well, and I got something coming on too, Emmett.
I hope you're hanging in there.
You might be doing commuter alerts tomorrow.
Everything the show, tomorrow morning.
Sports shorts, the whole shtick. Really was nice that Skip Williams heard me.
That
talking
was great.
About it.
I think that and the extra work Greg gave us this morning was certainly welcome.
Yeah,
also,
yeah, we pulled it together, but it'll be nice to have Jan back tomorrow.
Said so she's going to the doctor today.
She is? Oh, good.
Yes.
Good. It is 19 to 10, 9:41, with a final edition of the Morning News Magazine for this Monday, the 15th day of June. Here is Emma K. Jennings.
Thank you, Dan. It's 76 degrees all over the Bay Area. And in for Jan White, this is Emma K. Jennings.
QFM, Dan Alexander in for a few more minutes at 13 to 10, 9:47. Here's Bruce Springsteen.
Now you say you found another man who does things to you that I can't. No, darling, I don't wanna fade away. No, no, I don't wanna fade away. Tell me, what can I do? What can I say? Oh, darling, I don't wanna fade away.
FM, it's 9 to 10, 9:51. I've been waiting for this for, I guess, what, a couple of years now? Well, it's finally come out. Superman 2 will premiere in Tidewater at the Riverdale Twin this week. It's going to be an incredible movie from what all the reviews say. And if you'd like to see this, a sneak preview, be my 15th caller. And you'll win a pair of tickets and also the soundtrack from Superman 2.
No, I...
QFM, it's 4 to 10, 9:56. Dan Alexander along with you, and a very excited Valerie Ambrose of Virginia Beach was my 15th caller, and now she'll see Superman 2, be one of the first in Tidewater to see this new movie, actually the continuation of Superman 1. And the new movie, by the way, read some reviews on it. The new movie is supposed to be far superior to the original movie in special effects, acting, the whole shtick. It's supposed to be an improvement on the original, which is unusual. And as I said, Valerie will be seeing this movie along with her friend this week at the Riverdale Twin on the Peninsula. Congratulations to you. She also has won the soundtrack from the Superman movie. 4 minutes till 10 o'clock, 9:56. By the way, Dave Hay will be here at 10 o'clock, and he also has pairs of tickets to see Superman and the soundtrack for you.
No offense, but Environs Water Bedroom Stores and the people who share your mornings would like to remind you that you are how you sleep.
And how are you this morning, Mr. James?
And why do you ask that, Ms. Lewis? How do I look to you, Ms. Lewis?
At Environs, we can show you how to do something healthy in your sleep and heavenly for your day. Support your aching back, calm your jangled nerves, and actually improve the quality of your rest while you count the dollars you saved instead of sheep. Because right now at Environs Red Tag Sale, every waterbed and accessory tagged in red is reduced a tremendous 30 to 50%. The Environs Red Tag Sale, in honor of people like you who see every morning through bloodshot eyes.
Actually, Mr. James, sir, this morning your eyes are like two limpid pools of cream of tomato soup.
Please, do something healthy in your sleep and save 30 to 50% at Environs Red Tag Sale, Coliseum Mall, Hampton, Fairfield Shopping Center, Virginia Beach.
Ever wonder how much you could get away with from a Pook moped dealer? Well, right now is the perfect time to find out, because your Tidewater area Pook dealers, Collie Avenue Bike Shop in Norfolk and Free Wheeling Bike Shop in Virginia Beach, are holding a Green Tag Pook promotion, and you can save. Make no mistake about it, the Collie Avenue Bike Shop and the Free Wheeling Bike Shop are talking money, big money, during this Green Tag special. At Collie Avenue Bike Shop and Free Wheeling Bike Shop, these are discounting and dealing days. This could be the ideal opportunity to see how much economy, craftsmanship, style, and pure fun you could get away with on a Pook moped, and for less. There have always been a lot of good reasons to drop by Collie Avenue Bike Shop and Free Wheeling Bike Shop. Right now, the best one is to go for the green tag specials, and see how much you can really get away with from Collie Avenue Bike Shop in Norfolk and the Free Wheeling Bike Shop in Virginia Beach, your Tidewater area Pook dealers.
Is it cloudy outside, Dave? I haven't had a chance to take a look.
There's a mild haze and quite a few clouds.
Mild haze and quite a few clouds.
Sounds about right for Monday, right?
Partly cloudy and warm with a slight chance of an afternoon thundershower today. 90 to 93 for a high. Fair and warm tonight. A low in the lower to mid-70s. Tomorrow's going to be hot and humid with highs 95 to 98, but there's a pretty good chance of thundershowers late Tuesday evening.
I've got to say, that air is thick.
Right. 76 on the peninsula, 76 on the south side. It's 72 at Virginia Beach. Dave Hale is chomping at the bit to take over, and so he is next.
On a warm summer's eve,
you got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough.
Clever.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. I was feeling just so-so this morning when I came in here, and been feeling a little bit worse, and I really feel lousy now. Jan White has got something which you apparently...
she picked it. There's quite a tale to that if we got about 3 hours.
QFM, WQRK North. Just get that out of the way. Okay. Let me sit back. Tell me all about it, sir.
Well, see, Jan's daughter goes to the same school my son goes to, and mm-hmm. when something hits a school, it hits everybody, right?
Uh-huh.
So her daughter got it, and Jan got it from... Well, actually, I guess our general manager's gotten it, too, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And and it's going around. And...
Boy, what a boring story that was. Well, I'm going to go home and be sick.
It's
in the meantime, here's Dave Hale.